Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Chester Elton is here. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of The Culture Works. He is the co-author of so many books, I had to have help bringing them to the studio, including The Invisible Employee, including my favorite title, at least. All of his books are favorites, but this one is my favorite, All In. That's the way you and I are small business owners, aren't we? And, of course, with the co-author, Adrian Gostick, The Carrot Principle, The Carrot A Day, all that. So many books and so much good stuff for you and me. He's our good friend, Chester Elton. Welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You know, Chester, I know you want to talk about compassionate capitalism. It troubles me that we actually have to say that.
I believe
capitalism, when it's practiced properly, is compassionate.
Well, no, and I agree with you too. I think that the reason that kind of phrase came up is that people wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, business gets a lot of bad press, as you
right.
all know.
Yeah.
And when you talk about compassionate capitalism, it highlights all the good that businesses do and that capitalism can do.
I understand the motivation and the justification for it. I just lament that it has to be that way because it doesn't. You know, I subscribe to Adam Smith's basically his definition of capitalism, which is from his invisible hand theory. You're familiar with that.
Where the
business person, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, the business person, while practicing his or her business purely 100% in their own interest, actually benefits society.
Right, you know, no question. I mean, I look at a lot of the troubles that we have in a lot of different parts of society, and it comes down to economics. You know, if people have good paying jobs and they can pay their rent and send their kids to school and take a vacation, I mean, everything gets better when people are gainfully employed. The thing I love about the phrase, though, and the spotlight of compassionate capitalism is around this time of year. You know, you see so many businesses rallying their people and giving people time off to do volunteer work and to really make a difference in their communities, really highlighting the fact that, hey, you know, my plenty, I want to share that with my community. I want to share it with my employees. I want to share it with, the charities and organizations that I support. And
right.
One of them in particular that I really love, and it's only a few years old, is Giving Tuesday. Have you heard of Giving Tuesday, Jim?
No, I have not.
Well, you know, the listeners, I really hope you'll go to givingtuesdays.org. It's an idea that was spawned here in New York City, actually, at the 92nd Street Y. Henry Timms is the head of that organization, and a wonderfully compassionate organization. They do all kinds of things with preschools and helping the neighborhood and so on, and bringing in world-class speakers to share their thoughts. But he has this idea, and it's disseminated quite rapidly, that you've got Black Friday, right? And then you've got,
Cyber Monday and Small Business Saturday.
Cyber Monday.
Right.
And he said, you know what? Let's take the Tuesday after all of that and call it Giving Tuesday. And let's take some of our plenty and let's get out there and share it with the organizations that need our help. And a lot of companies then will say, look, we've got matching funds. You know, we've got a list of organizations that we support. And if you'll give on that Tuesday, we'll match that offering. And they've literally raised millions and millions of dollars for people. And think about it. It's the perfect time of year to do it. We've just given thanks for all the blessings that we have in our lives. We're getting ready to celebrate the holidays, and the beginning of the new year. What better way than to highlight people that need our help, organizations that need our support. And I just thought, I think Giving Tuesday is such a wonderful idea. Yep. I am so delighted it's caught on so well.
I am too. And I'll tell you, Chester, I'm not going to say that things like that don't happen anywhere else in the world, but it doesn't happen anywhere else in the world like it does in America.
You know,
Americans,
you're exactly right.
Americans as individuals, and there are records, there are statistics to show this. Americans as individuals are more feel benevolent, in that way more than anybody else in the world.
You're right.
And especially
the percentage of income that Americans give is higher than any other country.
And I'll tell you something else. Small business owners. I feel like we're the widow when her mite, you know what I mean? because every day some nonprofit shows up at our door wanting to contribute, and we do. Small business owners, I know the big companies get all the press for all the things that they do, but you know, they budget for that. They put that money aside, and it's so big it can make news.
Right.
But when a small business pays for the jerseys for a second grade girls softball team, you know, that doesn't make big news, but it's just as big a hit out of their budget as it is for the big companies, and that's the reason why, you know, I know that's off things just
well,
a little
no,
bit.
Well, no, but you make a great point,
and you know what, Chester, and that happens all year long.
Sure it does, and the reason I'm a big fan of small business as you are as well is. You know, they're right where the rubber hits the road.
That's right.
I mean, your example of the second grade team. I mean, they're in the local communities and they see it at a grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably the coach of that second grade
yep.
team.
Yep.
You know, in my town of Summit, New Jersey, I love that we have a robust downtown. And I love that it's not a lot of franchises. There are a few, but not many. And these are local business people. They're on the city council. They're on the PTA. Their kids live and go to school in our community, and that's so important to have that connection, you
right.
know, that not everybody commutes to work, and it builds great communities. And they see the needs. They see who the homeless people are at the train station. They see the churches in the
city. You know, I think maybe we should come up with a way of publicizing those kinds of things, those kinds of small stories. But I'm glad you brought Giving Tuesday to our attention. Give us the website again.
It's just givingtuesday.org. Take a look and download it and follow them on Facebook. It's a wonderful concept.
Quick break, right back with our good friend Chester Elton. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Pretty eyed, pirate smile. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.